Well, you know, I just mentioned a guy a while ago, Bill Keith, and he was a great banjo player. I got to tell you a little bit about my experience playing with Bill. You know, we played the Grand Ole Opry with myself and Bill Keith and when we were working for Bill Monroe. And Bill Monroe evidently, I mean, every night he would play Rawhide. You folks ever heard Rawhide, have you? So, but anyway, he would play that tune, and Bill Keith, when he played that chorus on Rawhide, he would bring those folks out of their seats, and I'm telling you, he had a great style and could play those notes just pinging out of that banjo. You never heard nothing like it now. And I just wanted to tell you that. And I got, let's give him a hand, yeah. The reason I wanted to say that, I just got to see him not too long ago because he passed away, you know. We gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award down there at the International Bluegrass Music Association in Raleigh. And I knelt down and talked to him, and I said that very same thing to him. I said, "Do you remember that stuff?" And he said, "Yes, I do, you know." And he's one of the greats, and so we knew we had to crown him somehow.
Yeah. Well, I got to visit with him too, the day before he went down there, and Bill Brad was a really dear friend of mine and really one of my mentors, and he helped me get Dog Music off the ground. He learned Opus 57 and the year that it was written, and played the heck out of it. It's on a record called Early Dog that Dell is. We played our very first gig together. Next year it'll be 50 years.
There you go, 50 years.
That was back when I could afford him. You know, I got a very large offer of $200 to bring a bluegrass band to
the Rensselaer.
Yeah, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy.
Yeah, way up there.
And I was able to hire Dell and his brother Jerry.
Got us
and
the
great, late great Winnie Winston, you know. We made $50 a piece.
Yeah.
And we peeled the paint off a few motel rooms. And some other places.
When we got together, we were hot.
So,
yeah, weren't we?
Yeah. We're going to try to go back there next year for our 50th anniversary. You know? But I'd like to try to pay tribute to Bill Keith. He recorded, you know, I believe the first time Bill Monroe really ever recorded banjo instrumentals at all.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
When Lester and Earl left, somehow Flat and Scruggs always featured the banjo, and Bill Monroe always featured the fiddles, and he didn't feature the banjo very much.
He did not.
But when Brad came along, he had him in the recording studio the first week, I believe.
Yes, it was the very first week.
Anyhow, we're going to play a little medley. I can't make this thing sound like a banjo. I wish I could, you know.
I can't either.
But these are three tunes that Bill Keith made classics with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys back in 1963. The first is Salt Creek. The next is a traditional fiddle tune, Devil's Dream. And we'll try to remember Shenandoah Breakdown to close it off with.